Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me.
This is Lady Bane, and you're listening to MN Live with your host, Nala.
What's up, you guys? This is your girl, Nala, right here, your host on MN Live Radio. You know how we do it every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. It's Undiscovered Gold Artists, and we can put the shine on them. You feel me? Today, you guys, I have a special, special person right here on our show. Her name is Lady Bane, you guys. I can't help, but every time I say her name, you just have to breathe. It's like an exhale, you feel me? But you guys gonna understand what I'm talking about as soon as we get into the interview. But before I do that, I gotta give my special shout-outs. Shout-out to MN Live Radio. Shout-out to Making It Mag. Shout-out to my favorite, and my only DJ, DJ Bravo. You know how we doing it. Now we go into our interview with Lady Bane.
Hello, this is Lady Bane.
Hi. I am so honored to be doing your interview right now. So I just got to say your name like two times. Just Lady Bane. Oh my God. Okay, you want to tell us about yourself, a little bit of your background, how you got into the music?
Yes. Well, first of all, thanks for having me, Nala.
No problem.
Well, I am originally from Detroit. I started singing in the gospel choir at around 3 years old. I developed a love for music around the age of 7. I always listened to artists that were way older than me, like Nat King Cole, Nellie Letcher, the Clark Sisters. So I would just sit in my room for hours and spin albums, and you know, I just wasn't your normal kid. So
yeah, you got an old school soul. I love it.
Thank you.
Yes, you are a very anointed person. I don't know what it is about you. You are a child of God. Like, I just have to say that. I don't know what it is, but you have like this glow, I don't know what it is. I can't describe it. But when I first saw or heard your song, the All Right song, it was like the perfect time because me and my sister was really going through it. And today is her birthday, actually. So
happy birthday!
And we lost our father at a young age. But I just have to tell you this before we get into the interview, why you mean so much in this interview. It's going to be emotional for me, but I can get through it. But we lost our father at a young age, and we just found each other like 4 years ago. We didn't even know we had sisters. We grew up the only child on each side, so we really didn't know about each other. All we knew was that our dad passed. Well, I was there for, you know, when he passed, but she wasn't. And she went through this website looking for me, and they ended up giving her the information for me, and she ended up contacting me. And she called my phone in the middle of, I was doing a model shoot, and she's like, I just want to let you know you're my sister before I start, and I'm going to tell you why. And she starts going through the emotions, and then she sends me this picture of my dad holding her when she was little, and I'm like, wow.
Oh my.
So when I heard your song, it was like, boom.
Now you have me. Oh, it was so beautiful.
Yes, your song, like when I heard it, I had to send it to her immediately because it really had me crying. Like, I listened to it like 3 times. I was like, this song, I don't know what it is, but I got to interview her because, I don't know, it's just anointing, her voice, everything. So I sent it to my sister as well. So, you know, she went through the motions because she's younger than me and she's really emotional because she never met my dad. So, yes. So, this interview is all about how you got into your song and what made you, what inspired you to write the song, All Right.
Well, just watching my parents struggle through the years, I didn't really understand what it took to build a marriage. And I want to use the word build for a reason because my dad worked for the big three, and in the 80s, he got laid off. And wow. My dad came over from the Bahamas. That's kind of a hint to the reggae sound of it, but came up from the Bahamas, third grade education, Nala, and my mother stood by him, and you know, he kind of had it together before they met, but, you know, he worked for the big three, and they laid everybody off.
Wow.
And my dad was worried, you know, that was his livelihood, and coming here without an education, it was hard to get employment.
Understood.
And he went through a major depression, and my mom was a homemaker, and she had his back. She cooked or baked pies and cakes. I'm trying to cry.
I know.
You know, she sold dresses and did whatever she could, and she, you know, she ended up working for the airlines for a while, and she would just come home and cook for him, and I'm thinking, you know, is this really what happens? He's staying in the room all day.
Right.
You know? But I didn't know that he was depressed because it's like, I have to take care of my family. I'm used to taking care of my family. And she's like, this is us. Like, if you don't, I can. Or if I can, I know you will. So I would just hear their little conversations. And finally, my dad went back to school during that period. And just, you know, my mother was just his backbone. I would just hear him say, hey, everything's going to be all right. You know, we're trusting in God. Everything's going to work out all right. So that's kind of the inspiration for this song. I'm cutting that part short because I'm just like crying.
Yeah, that is a perfect example, though. You know what they say? You know, behind every good man, there's a good woman. She did that. Shout out to moms. She did that because you know, in our generation nowadays, it's like either you got it together or I'm gone. You know, so we don't understand. I was raised up, you know, to understand marriage, so I understood that. My dad was in the military and my mom stayed at home and, you know, took care of us, so, you know, I never understood. I'd be like, you don't go nowhere, you just sit home, you cook, you clean all day. Like, I never understood. And but when he came home, he was just the best, and it was just like, wow. You know, an amazing thing to see. So I grew up on that understanding marriage type thing too, so yeah, that is That's deep. So let's get on some exciting stuff because we got to get out of the emotional state. So, what do you feel right now? Because you have a lot going on. Like, I just found you like a week and a half ago, and it seems like you got this going on and that going on and this. What is your focus right now? What have you been doing?
Oh, well, right now, my biggest focus is completing my album that's coming out next November. And I just want to give that all I've got. Even though, you know, I have some singles out right now, but I really feel like the album, it really has to represent my brand and give to everybody. And I feel like that's kind of my calling, just to give from what I've experienced and make sure I just slam it when I put it out there for people so they can vibe to it and hopefully it ministers to people in whatever way, you know.
Okay, even though it's gonna minister. I'm gonna get the album. It ain't even out yet. Just can I pre-order it right now? I'm serious. Yes. So we're going through that motion. I also study my artist as well. And before I interview you, I did watch the recent interview that you just did with Coco. And I thought it was a very, very good interview. How did you go from being police officer to this anointed singer with this voice? What inspired, what crisis, what did you have in your life that just said, okay, this is it, I'm just going to do this?
I had no intentions to sing again. I was done with it. You know, I just did it for fun. And, well, my fiance was dying, and I lost my job as a police officer. I was in a really bad accident, and I was just going through the day-to-day motions of, you know, just trying to make it through that emotionally. And I would just sing myself to sleep, sing to him.
You are a strong woman.
Yeah.
So I am rocking with you. Go ahead.
A really good friend of mine who I didn't know that she was, like, looking back now, she was there the whole time, encouraging me through social media. She never bothered me, but she let me know she was there. And sometimes those are the best people, right? Because they're behind the scenes praying for you and rooting for you. So one day she called me and said, hey, you know, you need to sing again. And she sent me some tracks, and I listened to them. I'm like, well, they sound good, but I'm not interested in singing. That's not what I'm going to do. You know, I'd rather manage somebody. I'd rather stay connected to the industry that way. But she must have prayed for me, because one day I had just gotten out the hospital, Nala, and I got my phone and just sang Pure Love into my phone, and that was it. And it flew me here, and I recorded it, and I've been taking off ever since. Yeah.
You have so much to share, so much to be a mentor of. You're a strong woman, strong Black woman at that, and that's amazing. I'm in school right now for business, so I'm getting the aspects of understanding how hard it is for us African American, and, you know, whatever. If you're not, you know, out there with your education or with a good strong head, then you're not gonna make it as far as, you know, they expect us to make it. And I can honestly say you are one of these women that just stand out. Like, I don't care how many haters you got right now. You got some supporters. You feel me? We're not even finna worry about them.
And you know what, now it's funny you said that. I don't know why, like, yesterday it kind of hit me. I said, there are so many people behind the scenes that I've never even met that's holding me up. And there's people that I've known for eons that won't even share a post or, you know, download a song. But God said, it's all right, you know, because there's people that's got your back, and your music will be heard. And I'm grateful for that. You know, I'm grateful for my support system right now. I really can't thank God enough for them.
And let me tell you something about that. I'm in the same boat. You know, we're promoting and trying to get people. My people around me, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, they don't believe you as much. But strangers, I don't know. I know God sends them, you know. And you mentioned, you know, something, you know, that you get a lot of support from them. I was fasting one day, and God just spoke to me and was like, if you read some of my scriptures, some of these people never knew each other that I put out there. Everybody that came were strangers, you know, and they became the best of friends, and they built and they made things. And it was like, you're looking in the wrong places. And I was stuck in a place for like 2 years, you know, because of my heart. Like, I'm holding on to people. I don't want to let go, you know, but God was like, you stuck in your growth. So I got into this real bad car accident, drinking and driving, and nobody, you know, came, sought out to see me, nothing. I felt like so alone, but I had so many friends. So it was like a wake-up call for me. And when I came to, like, I was blacked out for a couple of days, and I was struggling with bipolar depression because I was still struggling with my dad's, you know, death. I lost my, you know, my first love, you know, he died. And then I lost my best friend. She got killed, you know, in domestic violence. So I was really struggling, been not being able to talk to people and they understand. So I turned to drinking a lot. And nobody I felt could understand it. But I was always there for people. But that woke me up, and I began to just give up on life. And it was like, God was like, you can't do that.
That's why he has a purpose for you. That's right.
Yes. So I got up again and just, had my little moment with him back and forth. And then I was like, you know what? Okay, you win. So I got back in school, got back on my stuff, started back my PR work, and just started pushing for people I didn't know. And you guys have been like the most effect on my life. Like, don't ever feel, I don't care. Like I said, what your haters think about you, like, you are affecting somebody's life, and you have affected mine in 2 weeks. Like, I'm stuck on All Right. I don't want to hear no other songs right now.
Oh,
You know, that's gonna be played at Christmas, around the Christmas tree. And my sister's coming. She stays in Kentucky. She'll be here to visit me, and we'll go let balloons out for my dad and stuff. But actually, that will be the first time we ever meet in person. So it's gonna be an emotional time. And yes, I'm playing your song because this song is really bonded, so I'm in us, you know. So
thank
I just,
you.
yeah, so don't ever feel, just stay focused, because you know you're gonna get it. They're gonna come, you're gonna get the remarks, and I feel like the more you push, the more they gonna come.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, they gonna come. So I have another question for you. Actually, I have two.
Okay.
Okay, so if you could go anywhere in the world right now to affect or perform or, reach out to a certain group of people, where would it be?
I would say Kenya, and I know that sounds like a generic answer. A lot of people always say Africa, but there was a lady from Africa when I was going through my struggles after my back surgeries. She reached out to me and prayed for me and had the children in her village pray for me.
Oh my God.
And they did it with such love and honor and did not know me. I was not singing at the time. I was just a regular person. I'm still a regular person, but
Yeah.
just the love and the outpouring of support from someone way across the world.
But
And
those people over there are so appreciative.
are. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
It is a different vibe.
I would just go there and sit with those babies and just sing to them and minister to them and just give them whatever I can from my spirit. I sure would.
Wow, that, yeah, those people they are grateful. They know how to appreciate, but that's because they don't have much. I'm taking an international class right now. When I first started out in my class, I was like, this is stupid. Like, what does this have to do with my degree? But I just had to do a PowerPoint last week on a country, and I did it on Greece. And just knowing how those kids are running and, for their lives from trafficking because of their parents and illegal stuff, and I saw some of the pictures of kids being floated and dying in the ocean and how they would be brought up on the. That was like one of the most emotional things. And one of the little boys was just like, all I want to do is be with my family and live. I was
Oh,
like,
good.
speechless. I was like, I don't think I could finish this project. Yes, but I got through
That's right. Oh,
it. But those people in different countries, they made me realize like we are very ungrateful over here in the United States.
yes, we are entitled,
Yes,
entitled.
we are. So, oh, that's deep. Okay, you're just an emotional person. It's just the anointing. It's something.
Thank you.
Yes. I love it though. So, have you done any shows? Have you done any live shows
Yes, I
anywhere?
actually just did a show of Eye Candy Designs with Eye Candy Designs for a fashion show Sunday. I got a chance to share the stage with Corey Stewart Friday, and he's a two-time Grammy nominee guitarist, a Grammy nominated guitarist, should I say. So guys put me around so many people that are well connected and just already in the industry.
You deserve it.
Yeah, I don't think it's all hitting me yet, Nala.
It's not. It's going to be one of those breakdown moments. Like, because when I heard your song, that was my breakdown moment. Like, everything in my past, like, it was for a reason. Like, let God work and just keep doing what you're doing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. So, you have a beautiful spirit. Just a beautiful person.
No, you do.
Thank you.
So, I want to test your artist development. I always have to tap into the artist development because of Making It Mag, you know. So, when you're out there and you're performing, what are three things that you look for as an artist?
I would say the first thing is energy. If I feel like I pick up on people's energy very easily. So I try to make eye contact with somebody or if I feel like they're feeling down or something, I'll try to make sure I make eye contact with them and sing to them or make them feel special in the crowd. That's if I can see them if the lights are not too bright. But,
right.
And I also look for, how can I say it? Just whatever I can give. I'm there to give to my audience. I don't really expect anything in return. You know, maybe it'll hit them when they get home and say, oh, Lady Bane really showed out tonight.
Right.
You know, so even if it's just one person in the audience, I'm going to give to them whatever God gave me, you know.
So how do you said you know, the energy when you go out there, how do you pick up on it? Like, because you don't really know what type of audience or how they're going to receive what you're going to perform. How do you pick up or get that, you know, okay, this crowd is not, you know, feeling it. So what do you do? You see what I'm trying to say? Like, how do you accept that?
I think I probably would give that either to my police training from singing in the Baptist church. You know, you look for body language sometimes and facial expressions. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be a tough crowd. So let me go out there and give a shout out to their city. Hey, Houston, or hey,
right.
Or, you know, just rattle them a little bit, or, you know, probably start off with a few notes without the music just to. I don't know. It's kind of a trick to it.
Yeah. I'm an energy person as well. So I just wanted to know, as an artist, like, being out there, because I work behind the scenes, but just going out on stage, not knowing, and then you got the mic in your hand, and then you see this audience, and it's like, okay. All right. Okay, so... are you doing any collabos with anybody, or are you just work alone right now?
Actually, I just did an impromptu collab last night with a local artist here in Houston by the name of Kay Parker.
Am I on your tail or what?
Yes. So I'm blessed to have him on the project. A lot of people, they'll say, hey, let me get back to you. But he was willing to do it with the first question. It's like, hey, can you? Yeah.
no second thought. Let's go.
Right. That was awesome. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So my last thing for you, because I'm gonna let you go, I always give people a chance, because, you know, when you have a humble heart the way you do, you understand that this is not all about you. So, if you could give shout outs to anybody right now or show some love to anybody, who would you do? Just run the floor.
Okay. Well, my first shout out is, I just want to thank God, you know, of course, for the gift and for putting it on my friend's heart to reach back. She's a very successful, very busy lady. She runs a nonprofit organization, a record label. She's a manager. She does so much. She wears so many hats. But for her to remember me and reach back and, you know, pull me in at a time where I didn't think that much of myself, to be honest with you, Nala. And I just want to thank God for her and thank God for my children. They give me no problems. They're two young men. They've been there for me through the whole stint with me losing my career and losing my fiance and, you know, I couldn't ask for two better babies. And my parents, of course, and also my, I call them my friends, although they're my fans, you know, I thank God for them. And for people like you to give me a platform to, you know, express myself, and, you know, my producer as well, because that man is anointed. He interprets what I'm feeling, and he's able to build a song from there. And I've seen a lot of people work, but to see that man, you know, hone in on his craft the way he does, I thank God for orchestrating this whole thing. I couldn't have imagined it better, Nala.
I know I'm over here with you. This wasn't supposed to be this way. But you can't help it. You can't help. That's the type of person you are. That's the type of energy that you bring. And it's not sad or bad. It's just, God is really using you to reach people. I'm one of them. It's a chill. It's just something talking to you, listening to your music. It's like being in his presence, if you've ever been there, you know, and I know you have. So, you know, being just in his presence, it's like, God, you're listening to me. I'm on the right path. I'm doing something right, you know, and that's what I get from you. Like, we know you're not God, but he's using you, and we have to give that to you. All that love and support and all of that, you know. It ain't hit you yet, but it will. It will. It's gonna get there.
So I also want to, if you don't mind, I also want to shout out my team, Miss Coco, the young lady that did that interview. She broke me out of my shell. She keeps me laughing, and you know, my record label's assistant. I call her my baby, she's very professional. I call her Princess Maya. I thank God for her, and just also the pastor that taught me how to sing growing up too. Just wow. I have a beautiful community surrounding me, Nala. I really do.
You need to hold on to that, because you're in there. You're in there. Yes, it's going to be work. No, it's not going to be easy. Yes, it's going to be, you know, you want to cuss people out some days. But Listen, think about us. When you get to that point, think about us. Like, I can't do that, because these people are really out here rooting for me. Just do that. Even if you got to, you know, get online and just give us good, loving shout outs and tag us or whatever you got to do to stay focused and keep that humble heart. You know, just do that, you know, do that, because we need you.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to meet you when I come to Atlanta. That's a must. I have to meet you now.
Hey, you, we there, okay? So, you want to tell everybody, did you have anything else you want to say?
That's basically it.
Okay, yeah. Well, you want to tell everybody on my broadcast and my podcast where we can find you at?
Yes, I'm at Lady Bain Music. That's LadyBain Music on all social media platforms, except for YouTube. It's just Lady Bain. And again, that's BAIN, because when people hear me say, they think of bang, like a gun. So it's just BAIN, Lady Bain. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I love to commune with you guys.
And her fan page.
Yes.
All right, Lady Bain. I will be playing your song on the podcast. Like I said, you know, get everything situated for you. You're going to have the best interview. We're going to be promoting that at 4 p.m. today. So just be looking out, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a good day.
You too. Blessings to you. Goodbye.
No problem. All right, you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to my interview today with Lady Bain. Yes, you guys, that was Lady Bain. I have more in store for you. Stay tuned for her new song. All right. Make sure everything works.
day, baby, day. From the hell that we've just been through.
Guys, for tuning in to my broadcast, my podcast today. This has been an awesome interview, you guys. I am speechless. I don't really know what to say. This has been one of my best interviews so far. You know, ending my year of 2019, I am amazed and I am very, very excited to have ended it with Lady Bane. You guys, make sure you follow her. Make sure you look for updates. Make sure you keep your eyes on me because I'm everywhere. You feel me? You never know where I'm going to end up next. All right, you guys. You know how we do it. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. It's all about you. If you would like to have an interview with me, Nala, make sure you contact MN Designs. That's with the Z, you guys. media@gmail.com. Again, that's MN Designs with the Z, media@gmail.com. I appreciate you guys once again. We cannot do this without you. Always remember that it's about you, not us. You feel me? All right, you guys, you know what time it is for me. This is your host, Nala, MN Live Radio, and I'm signing out.